It's movie time with Kevin Stein.
That's right, it's movie time, and we've got a special show today, the most specialist show we've ever had. Did I say that right?
Most specialist awards for me.
Today is, I have to give credit to my wife because it's her idea, but it was a good one. She's saying, you're always complaining, Kevin, about how they never reward comedies at the Oscars.
It's true.
And they never do.
It's very, very sad.
So I said, that's it. We're having an all-comedy Oscar show, and I am the Academy. And I know this is a really dumb joke, but I thought, I'm not really a member of the Academy, but I'm a member of the other Academy.
The other Academy? What's the other Academy?
Academia. See? So I've come up with a list of all the nominees myself, and then I've polled students from my classes to get the winners. And so we're going to do our own show today, our own Oscar show.
Sounds good to me. I'm
comedy
ready.
Oscars. Are you ready to get going?
Yes, I see the envelopes in front of me and everything. So
okay.
What's our first comedy, Kevin?
Not every category are we going to reveal all the nominees. We're just going to announce the winners and some. But this first one is Best Spoof Comedy. And Angie's going to play a clip. And we're going to have you in, where is it called, Radioland?
Radioland.
Guess what you think it is.
Flight 209er, you are cleared for takeoff.
Roger.
Huh?
L.A. departure frequency, 123.9er.
Roger.
Huh?
Request vector, over.
What?
Flight 209er, clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Do you know what it is?
Somebody
Eric knows it.
Eric
what is it, Eric? What is
yeah,
it?
What is it?
It's Airplane.
That's right.
Airplane. Oh, you called too late. Sorry.
Yeah, somebody called it. Oh, they were trying to guess it.
Oh, good try, though.
Yeah.
Good try.
Oh, well.
So that was our best spoof comedy overall. Now, I think that we need to point out that we need that, or that the determination was that it had to be 1980s and beyond, because we needed to narrow it down.
Yeah, let me clarify that we're rejecting a lot of really good movies like Buster Keaton movies, Charlie Chaplin's Modern Times.
They are
my
funny.
Mom really wanted me to talk about It Happened One Night and Father Goose, and I was like, nah. We're trying to make the show accessible to people that were born maybe not before 1950. So
sounds good to me.
So that's why we have.
Okay, so that is a really, really good spoof comedy. But we also have Best High School Comedy.
Yep.
So for that, here's another clip. If you don't get this, I'm going to fight you.
Father spent 3 years restoring this car. It is his love. It is his passion. It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
Make sure you lock the garage or yeah. Ferris Bueller will come and take it.
That's right. Ferris Bueller. I can't think of a better high school comedy movie than that one.
You know, I have a few that I would put in the category of nominations.
I know you're a big fan of Better Off Dead.
It's true. I am
one.
In love with John Cusack since like 1984.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Since which movie?
The Journey of Natty Gann.
Oh, I forgot
old
about that
school.
One. Yeah, old school Disney.
First celebrity crush I ever had. But no, I think that some of the high school comedies like Fast Time at Ridgemont High, I think is really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. See, it wasn't even on the list.
I know, but for,
Aloha,
for
Mr.
Our,
Hand.
Our generation, and I think even for the younger generations, it's Ferris Bueller.
It
Fast
is.
Fast Times, is that's over.
Well, okay,
that's
fine.
That's old. Okay.
No, it's good. Okay, so we have another one also involving planes.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't give it away. It's
you
just
did.
A clue.
Oh, that's okay. This is the best, according to everybody. Well, me, the best buddy comedy ever.
They're going the wrong way.
What?
They're going the wrong way.
He says we're going the wrong way.
Oh, he's drunk. How would he know where we're going?
Yeah, how would he know?
Thank you.
Yeah, drunk people don't know where we're going.
Yeah, I wonder if people don't know which one that is.
They might not.
I don't know.
I think that there's maybe a few other more recognizable quotes from that movie.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Oh, yeah. But we don't have time for those.
No, it's
but
true.
But that's a funny part in the movie.
Yes, that was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, an
well,
excellent buddy comedy.
I told my wife I was going to do a clip from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. She's like, tell me you're not doing the one where he walks into the car rental place and said, if I edited all the bad language out of that part, there would be nothing left.
2 seconds long.
Yeah.
But I do have to give you props, though. You did an excellent job editing these clips for us.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I wanted to apologize to my political comm students who still don't have their papers, possibly because my attention was diverted to audio clips.
But we can't help it. That this is more fun than school. I'm just kidding. This actually is school for me.
It's
I get credit to
more,
do this.
It's slightly more fun.
Okay.
Or slightly less fun.
No, it's more fun.
I don't know. A little bit.
This kind of homework doesn't feel like homework.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I am a fan of really dark black comedies. I think they're absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
And this one was a hard one for me to pick.
This was hard for me, too.
Exactly. But yeah. I think that this one is definitely a winner. So this is the best black comedy of the Academy Awards for comedies.
Not like some rich kids who everybody likes because their fathers own Metzler Cement and give them trucks on their 16th birthday and throw them big parties all the time. No, they don't ever have to work for anything. They think they can just all of a sudden one day out of the blue waltz right in with no qualifications whatsoever and try to take away what other people have worked for very, very hard their entire lives. No, didn't bother me at all.
No one's gonna know what that is. I'm pretty sure.
But they should know. See, this is why we do this, too, because sometimes the Academy Awards, they point out movies that not everyone has seen.
That's right. We're following tradition.
Yeah, I think that it's a good tradition
to follow and
help people out.
And Roper used to do that on Ebert and Roper. He'd always say, yeah, here's my DVD pick of the week. Oh, check this one out. It was always some black and white.
Exactly.
Never heard of.
And Leonard Maltin does that, too, on The Reels channel.
So Election, I loved it. 4-star comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Dark, though.
Yes, but Reese Witherspoon, I think it's amazing how she can transition. She can be Legally Blonde.
Right, right.
And she can be Tracy.
But let's clarify that she's not, this movie is not Sweet Home Alabama
no.
or Legally Blonde. So if you're like, oh, I like Reese Witherspoon. She's so cute. I bet this is a nice, sweet comedy.
No, this is her stretching as an actress.
Oh, she's really good in it. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And you know who else is in that? Of another movie that already won for Best High School Comedy?
Who's that? Oh, Matthew Broderick. Oh, yeah. You know the guy from, Harry Knowles? It's, what's his, ain'titcoolnews.com? Do you ever go on that? He did a guest appearance with Roger Ebert a few years ago, and they reviewed this, and he said, it looks like Matthew Broderick's going full circle. He's been in high school, and now he's the high school teacher, and so he's trying to, I don't know what he's going to be next, the principal.
I hope
something
so.
Like that.
That would be really
maybe
fun.
Maybe like Lean on Me or something. They'll put him in like South Central LA or something.
We can only hope.
I don't know. Okay.
Now, all of those awards were ones that just outright won.
Yeah, we just decided on those.
Yes.
Those are the
But
ones.
We do have a special Big Five competition
yep.
that has other nominees involved. So we're going to announce the other nominees to you and then announce the winner.
And the students voted on these.
They absolutely did.
So
Kevin took a little survey to the students, so this is legit.
Okay, so why don't you announce them, and then we'll open the envelope, and then we'll announce the winner and play the clip.
Okay, so our first category today is Best Contemporary Comedy Picture, and the nominees are Superbad. They really like Superbad. And Shaun of the Dead. Also, Role Models that I saw just earlier this week.
Oh, she doesn't agree with me. She thinks I too evil.
Oh, well, I think that it's funny, but I don't think that it's like the funniest movie ever.
I think
ever.
It jumps right to the top of the list, even
though
it came out
last
week.
Not about Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead is really funny.
Okay, let's see one before we talk about
it. Also, Office Space with your pieces of flair. And Kingpin. With the man with the purple ball.
So shall we see what the Academy of Students says about? Here we go.
Of those nominees. And the
winner,
is
Office Space.
You know, I think we better go ahead and play a clip from Office Space, too, so people can know that that was the absolute right decision for Kevin's class to make. Here's a clip for your enjoyment.
So I was sitting in my cubicle today, and I realized ever since I started working, every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
I have a hard time imagining why students relate to this movie. I don't get it.
I don't know. Well, at some point, I think most of us, we're like, a day of your life.
95% of my students feel this way.
Cubicles are death. And how many of us have had to do that? Either we've done fast food or we've done some sort of like filing
job.
If
you worked at Convergys, you'll love this movie.
Yeah, so that's everybody.
Yeah, I did.
I did too.
Yeah, I got fired from there two different times.
I didn't fire, but I quit twice.
It was a welcomed result, definitely.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay, our next category, Kevin, hit it.
Okay, best contemporary comedic performances. First on the list is Alicia Silverstone from Clueless.
Yes.
Then we have Robert Downey Jr. from Tropic Thunder.
He's one of my celebrity crushes.
He was so good in that. Third, we have Jack Black from School of Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have John Heder, Napoleon Dynamite.
Gosh.
And then last, we have, and this was a dark horse, right? There's always a dark horse.
Yes.
Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Best comedic performance. Woo!
And don't try to tell me that wasn't a comedy. I should have put that in the best spoof comedy. Anyway,
so let's figure out
what the winner is of this category. And according to a vote, this was close between two, but taking the lead, the winner is... Okay. The winner is... Jack Black
from School of Rock.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the band.
To the band.
Of Mr. Schneebly.
Of Mr. Schneebly.
And will not fight him.
And will not fight him.
For creative control.
For creative control.
And will defer to him on all issues related to the musical direction of the band.
And will defer to him on all issues related to the musical direction of the band.
Let's get rocking!
Oh, you know what? He's another one of my celebrity crushes.
That was actually pretty close between Jack Black and John Heder. That was really a battle there.
But I think at the same point, though, because a lot of the time what the Academy does is they kind of award you for your body of work. And I think that John Heder's is not even close to Jack Black's.
No.
Not even close.
I wouldn't say either of them are like De Niro or...
No, but it's comedy. That's why they never won
or
in the Real Academy
Awards.
They're
not like Steve Martin and Chevy Chase. We'll get to some of those guys. Okay.
Okay. Now, here's an award that they don't do at the Academy Awards, but we think that they should because they do it at other film festivals and things all around the country and world. This is the People's Choice Award.
This one, it wasn't even close.
Not even close? This one just destroyed everything?
It did. I was surprised.
Well, okay. Let's play the little clip and see if you can figure it out.
Okay.
Me with it. Just give it to me straight. I came a long way just to see you, Mary. Just least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
Yeah.
Samsonite, that's it.
I really liked the movie, but I couldn't believe it blew away the competition because I gave the students a list of maybe 30 or 40 comedies and told them to circle their top three, and that one just destroyed everybody.
So what were some of the others that you had on the list in consideration?
Well, a lot of people wrote in Nacho Libre, which I couldn't believe. And then,
it's funny, they wrestle.
I wish I had the rest
nachos.
Of my list. Yeah, and then... some of the other ones that are in the other categories, too, so we won't talk about those yet.
Okay.
But it wasn't even close, really.
Okay. Well, you know, one of these things that is really hard for me to decide is the all-time overall winners.
These are the categories. This is where we focus all our attention.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So why don't you tell us which category this is?
We have Best Comedy Picture of All Time, with the exception of movies that came out before 1970. clarification there. So what we'll do is the best picture comedy of all time. The nominees are...
You are indeed brave tonight, but the fight is mine.
Oh, had enough, eh?
Look, you stupid... You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
It's just a flesh wound.
Yep, that was Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Now for our next nominee...
It's just an atmospheric discharge. Nothing to be afraid of.
Werewolf.
Werewolf?
There. What? There, wolf. There, castle.
Why are you talking that way?
I thought you wanted to.
No, I don't want to.
That was Young Frankenstein by Mel Brooks.
No, no, I want an officer right under cover, and I shoot you in a chair with my leg off.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. No!
Many of you will recognize that as A Christmas Story.
He's got a good body, but he doesn't have to look in the mirror every 2 minutes.
I have a great body, and sometimes I go months without looking.
He's kind, sensitive, and gentle. He's not afraid to cry in front of me.
This is a man we're talking about, right?
He likes animals and children, and he'll change poopy diapers.
Does he have to use the word poopy?
That was the wonderful Groundhog Day.
First, let's drink. Me from my glass, and you from yours.
You guessed wrong.
You only think I guessed wrong. That's what's so funny! I switched glasses when your back was turned! Ha ha, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia. But only slightly less well known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
And the winner of Best Comedy Picture of All Time. Can't take the suspense.
Oh, no. I'm so nervous.
Okay, the winner is
A Christmas Story. Yay!
By a landslide.
Landslide. See?
Oh, yeah. People love that movie.
I absolutely love that movie. And every single year when other people are watching It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street, my family, we watch A Christmas Story.
Well, TBS does a three-day marathon.
And I watch it at least twice a day.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
I usually watch it once. Like most people have. But you are a bit of a movie junkie.
I think so. I have to get my fix.
I'm not myself, but.
What? Yes, you are. That's why you're here. That's why the show is named with you. Movie Time with Kevin Stein.
You don't get me yet, Angie. I was totally just joking.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Guess we'll have to keep doing this show next semester too then.
Yeah.
Okay.
If
I think we will
then. If you keep listening, we'll keep doing it.
Absolutely.
Let's get through the last one so we can... have time for calls, maybe.
Okay. So our last category is Best Comedic Performance of All Time Post-1980. Now, this one, we have our five different nominees as well that I think are very, very wonderful, starting with this one.
Hey, the room is getting smaller.
No, it's not. He's getting bigger.
He's at it again.
Where's the chocolate?
I doubt if there is any.
I doubt if any of us will get out of here alive.
Oh, you should never, never doubt what nobody is sure about.
Yes, absolutely. And never, never doubt the comedic performances of Gene Wilder, especially in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Now, here's another little one. Feel free to dance along.
Don't do it. Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Don't.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Take it off. I'm serious.
Now, that one was edited. Thank you, Kevin.
I chopped all the bad language out of him.
Absolutely. So in case you've been living in a cave, that was Chris Farley in Tommy Boy. By far my favorite Chris Farley movie. And as a side note, I have to tell you, one time I was at Disneyland and my family was going on Space Mountain. And while we were waiting in line, we saw Chris Farley and David Spade getting off. And Chris Farley was drunk and vomiting everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, no joke. We had to wait in line longer while they cleaned up Chris Farley's vomit.
Oh, that's sad. You shouldn't say something about somebody that's passed.
Well, no, I was
saying
it because if I'm going to wait in line for anyone's vomit to get cleaned up, I'm glad it was Chris Farley.
So it was a compliment. You were saying how much you loved the guy.
Yeah, I know. I was willing to wait longer
Speaking
for Space Mountain.
Speaking of Disneyland,
for
him. We are broadcasting from Disneyland next week.
Yeah, actually, I'll be here, but he'll be there.
I'll be live from Disneyland.
So, yes, absolutely. So make sure you tune in next week at 1:30
okay,
as well.
We're
but
losing
we still
our
have
focus
a couple,
and it's my
couple
fault.
Of more nominees. That's okay. We're still friends. Okay, here is our third nominee for Best Comedic Performance of All Time.
Yeah, I'm driven. I have a message for you from Vincent Ludwig.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Don't fire the gun while you're talking.
In case you're not familiar with that one, you need to be. Leslie Nielsen in The Naked Gun. And here's another nominee.
It's so right that you and I have come together, isn't it, Dr. Marvin? I know it was meant to be.
You think so, Bob?
Yes. Because it's time, and I'm ready. With Dr. Carswell, Fenstewald, I wasn't ready. With Dr. Rosengay and Benchesky, it wasn't time. I certainly wasn't ready for Mahlerstein or Miller or Hill. But with you, finally, I'm ready.
The only significant difference between those other guys and me, Bob, is that I'm going to kill you.
Yep, one of the best.
Yes, that is Bill Murray making a second appearance, but for his best comedic performance of all time. And what about Bob?
That could have been on the best picture list.
It's true, but we got to narrow it down and divvy
time.
Up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, and our final nominee for best comedic performance.
I think you're off in the head. We're 10 hours from the fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our bowels.
Yeah, that took me a while to edit it. A lot of bad language.
In case you're not familiar,
it's a good one,
Chevy Chase, good old classic National Lampoon.
When he was good, he used to be really good. And then he did like Cops and Robbersons and The Invisible Man. And
although his cameo in Orange County was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
was
he was
really
the principal.
Good.
It was amazing. Okay, so I think that we should find out who our best comedic performance of all time is. And the winner is Chris Farley and Tommy Boy. Woohoo!
Batman in Little That's my favorite.
It makes me sway.
I always
just
do
a
that.
Little
yeah,
bit.
We're swaying right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear you
See,
sing it.
All the funny.
Let's sing it.
Fat guy in
Oh, is it Fat Guy? Not
yeah.
Man. Oh, I got it wrong.
That's
fat
okay.
Guy
in little coat. And he goes like that and goes, huh, like the Hulk.
Yeah.
And it goes split.
I cut out that part.
That's okay.
It's
in my head and my heart.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Chris Farley one was, it was like hands down too. That wasn't even close. No. Everyone voted for Chris Farley.
Well, it's because he's amazing. Amazing enough to where even I wait for his vomit.
Yeah.
I know. He's that funny and amazing.
The Oscars give out posthumous Oscars. I think I can do it too.
I think so too. So and I think your selections were dead on.
I think I did a pretty good job. You could argue with him a bit. I mean, it's really tough.
Right. It's true. Because that's okay. But I'll just tell you we mentioned Better Off Dead that I was hoping would be somewhere in the mix, but also Ghostbusters. But that we had to limit because we already had Bill Murray
you
on there
what?
Twice.
You know what? Bill Murray, I could have put him. I could have done
in
the
every
Bill
category.
Murray. Oh, yeah. I was like Ghostbusters. What about Bob? Stripes? Caddyshack?
Even Scrooge could have been in
Spoof. Oh, I love Scrooge. I love The Man Who Knew Too Little.
All of them.
I
They're
know.
All good.
The Bill Murray is, we don't have this category, but Bill Murray is the greatest comedic performer of all time in film.
Yes.
That's my statement.
Yes, I agree with that completely. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Comedy Academy Awards.
Yep.
Compliments of Movie Time with Kevin Stein and Kevin Stein's classes. Thank you for voting.
Yes, thank you.
And we will be back again next Friday at 1:30-ish. And Kevin will be calling to join us from Disneyland.
That's right.
Okay.
My wife doesn't know that yet, but she's listening. So,
thanks,
Stacey.
All right. See you next week.
This has been a production of Movie Time with Kevin Stein here on Angie's Regular Airship.